95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I don't know if you've ever seen this video, but I saw a video of them playing, I think it was Russia after the Soviet Union broke up.
Okay.
Or it had to do something with the East and the West Wall.
The Berlin Wall
coming down. Something about that. And
right.
They played to the biggest number of people ever.
Oh, wow.
Which is 1.6 million. And I don't even know how you fit that many people in an area.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, damn.
That's
things like that happen.
The Rose Bowl's 100,000.
Right. Which is nowhere near. That's
right.
Like the city of Phoenix Plus back in 1990.
The whole city, yeah.
But you mentioned, I don't understand how anybody can get on stage and play music. You know, you wrote this. That's just, you gotta be pretty. And then you have that, sure of yourself, skill.
Well, is there any other band better?
Right.
To other AC/DC play to that many people?
Right.
You know?
Crazy.
It's like crazy.
Bananas.
Welcome.
Hey, man. Right on. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so happy it's Monday. Why can't it be a week from now? Can we fast forward to a week from right now? We'll be dead center.
You complain more than anyone I've ever met about what day
of July.
It is.
But what do you mean, the 3rd of July, man?
It is a 4-day weekend coming up. Because the 3rd of July is Monday and the 4th of July is Tuesday. So most people don't have to go work till Wednesday.
Tell your boss to go to hell if they want you to come in on Monday next week, a week from today. Tell them to burn in the fiery pits of hell.
That usually works out well.
Yeah, they love
for
that.
People. Yeah,
they love
it's
that.
Good.
Hold on, let me adjust my tie. What did you say?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love it. I love the 4th of July. It's my favorite.
Is it?
It's tied with Halloween probably for my favorite holidays.
Yeah. I love me some Halloween. But why do you like
fireworks? Come on, man.
Right.
Blowing stuff up.
You planning on blowing stuff up again this year?
Are you
kidding? Liar.
I live in a neighborhood that wouldn't accept it.
You're going to find somewhere to blow stuff up. I know it. I feel it.
Can't wait. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yep.
Give me five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with the theme.
Remember. Songs with the word remember in it. You know, I don't think there's really that many, but we'll find out. You guys always come up with a bunch.
We only need five.
Yep.
But a lot of times we come up with
27.
20 of them, yeah. In the 4 p.m. hour, weird customers, waiters and waitresses have encountered.
Oh, man.
Weird customers.
That's an endless topic, too.
And we're going to take phone calls in the 4 o'clock hour. I just want to give you one example.
Yeah.
That's the funniest example. It's the first example that I saw in the BuzzFeed article.
Yeah.
And it is that a guy would not give up his plate to the waiter or waitress until he had picked it up and licked it completely clean. All plates, all everything.
Do you get out,
so appetizers,
sir.
Lick the plate.
Nope.
Regular, lick
get
the
out.
Plate. Dessert, lick the plate.
I hope they took those plates and destroyed
Isn't
them.
Isn't that something?
Some
like
sort of
what?
Nuclear device.
How do you get to a point in your life where you're in public
what
and you're doing
wrong?
Stuff
well,
like that?
It is really funny, but that's all I can say.
It's hilarious.
I would do it to be funny.
Yes. Yeah, but I didn't get the idea that was the case.
No, yeah, this was important. Hey, I'm helping you clean it.
So waiters and waitresses come in contact with crazy people all the time, and we're going to take your calls in the 4 o'clock hour. Our new feature, Who Asked?
Who asked? I didn't ask. Did you ask?
Our old feature, People Are Dumb.
Yeah.
And next door app, Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Which we love as well.
Those are the best.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
People are dumb. Dum dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling! Radio, Canadian Mounties say.
Wow, well said.
Yay! Canadian Mounties say. Uh-huh. U.S. driver with car full of cash and pot took the wrong turn. It was a wrong turn.
Tell me he drove right into a Canadian Mountie.
He drove into a border crossing, yes. He did.
Hi.
They said the driver took a wrong turn. He put it in his GPS.
Right.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
And it took him across the Rainbow Bridge, crossing Niagara Falls into Canada.
Right.
And because he didn't mean to go there, he didn't have a passport on him.
Right.
And because he didn't have a passport, they signaled him out for secondary screening.
Right.
And they found, let me see if I can find the amounts because it's unbelievable. 400 pounds of cannabis.
Woo!
And $602,000.
That sounds like a typical weekend for us, but you don't usually find that in a tourist.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's
and
insane.
Aren't you a little more careful?
Yeah.
Aren't you paranoid
you?
To the end of the earth? Because you have $500,000 on you and 40 pounds of weed.
I don't know. I just let my GPS tell me.
I'm sorry, man. I don't have my ID.
I didn't know I was coming over here to this country, man.
And they don't love it.
Yeah.
They don't love it in Canada. They don't love that kind of stuff.
What do they do with all that weed?
They say they burn it. Everybody says they burn it.
Yeah, they burn it all right.
That's right.
They burn it all right.
The driver was 60 years old. He was a California resident, Andrew Lee Toppenberg.
You know better than that.
Faces multiple charges, including importing cannabis and possession of proceeds of property over $5,000.
Was he importing it, though? I mean, that was an accident. So that's not importing it. He wasn't really going to deliver it there. He was going to deliver it to, you know, Joe
Blow.
You know,
I don't think there's any way of knowing that.
Yeah.
But he says that he took a wrong turn.
Yeah, I believe that, actually.
I do, too.
Because you're going to have your passport. You're going to be a little more ready.
I'll say again, aren't all of your senses heightened?
Should be.
If you have that much money and that much weed?
When I'm transporting a lot of drugs, I'm usually very awake.
You're on edge, sure. You know what you're doing. Certainly, he could have pulled out of line to go across. Yes!
That never looks suspicious. But
I don't care if it does. No, you have $600,000 in your car.
You find a way to turn your ass around.
40 pounds of weed. I'm turning it around. So that guy's not smart. You brunch guy, you strike me as a brunch guy.
Brunch?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, you don't strike me as a brunch guy at all. Bloody Marys have long been a staple of brunch menus, but now there are a bunch of different restaurants, and this is the new trend.
Okay.
Is mixing together things that don't need to be mixed together. They're making drinks.
Okay.
Out of things like, there's a Thai. What is it? Cold pizza in a glass?
No.
The rise of savory cocktails.
No.
Wrong. You are wrong. A new wave of bars from New York to Hong Kong have been trying diversity in their cocktail list by including savory drinks inspired with everything from Waldorf salad to roast chicken in the drink.
Gross.
Who asked for this?
Who asked?
Zero people.
No one.
The Bloody Mary may have been the best known savory cocktail, but tomatoes were interpreted in a very different way to create a drink called the Tomato Teeny.
Nope.
Originally introduced in 2010, the cocktail contained Kettle One vodka, white balsamic vinegar, black pepper, lemon juice, and cherry tomatoes.
All right, I'm not on board until the cherry tomatoes.
On the rim of the glass, where it's more common to see maraschino cherry or a slice of lemon, there's a tiny, perfectly round tomato.
Nope, throw it away.
That throws you off?
Well, I hate tomatoes anyway.
But Hong Kong Bar, the Savory Project, which apparently is getting total raves, opened in May of this year, celebrates a range of ingredients not typically spotted on cocktail menus, such as beef jerky.
Nope.
In your drink.
No. I mean, I don't like sweet drinks at all. I want my drink to have a
good. I love everything sweet,
punch.
But go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't want a beef freaking.
You don't want beef jerky in it?
No.
They say we're not shy of using ingredients that are not common in drinks.
Well, become shy.
For example, using beef.
Yeah.
Using different types of fungi. Is it fungi or fungi?
Yeah, sure.
Like mushrooms and stuff. We play around with whatever we could think of and then try to replicate that into a drink.
No, don't do that.
Who
Stop
asked for that?
Nobody.
Would you order the Thai beef salad cocktail?
No.
Yeah, you would to try it, though.
Salad?
Yes.
No.
Thai beef salad cocktail.
I have to force myself to eat salads as it is, let alone drink one.
New York City hotspot Double Chicken has two areas.
This hotspot has everything.
A front room with more traditional drinks, and then I want to go to the back room. Let's go to the back room. Show them your card for the back room. In the back room, 9 core cocktails are listed on the menu, broken down into 3 sections. Appetizer drinks, main courses drinks, and desserts, just like the food menu.
You now desserts, maybe you're on board for that.
In the first group, there are drinks inspired by Waldorf salad and Japanese cold noodles. In the middle section, there's a cocktail called cold pizza.
I'll have cold pizza with my alcoholic beverage.
Don't need them together. Who asked for that?
No.
Zero. One of the menu standout items is something called Taco Change Double Chicken. It's a double chicken drink.
Throw it away. Just pour it out and then pour in some vodka or, you know, do some JD, whatever.
Double Chicken Please was recognized by the world's 50 best as the top bar in North America.
You know,
are raving about this stuff.
Nope. You go back in time to a saloon in the 1800s, you go up to the bar, you say, whiskey. And you get a little glass of warm whiskey.
And they say, do you want meat in that? And you say, no.
What's the matter with you? Dance. Start shooting at their feet. Come on. Blood in the Water. That is the new one from Aaron Jones from his Chronicles of the Kid album, which was just released this past Friday. And very good news for him. It debuted all the way up at number 7 on the iTunes rock charts.
I didn't realize it was this past Friday.
Yeah, on the top 100. Fantastic. It debuted at number 7, man.
Just really? That's
entered
great.
The charts there. So well done, Aaron. Very good.
I haven't heard a lot from him, but I've never heard anything that I don't love.
Every single
Everything
thing.
That he puts out.
I love it. Yeah.
Let's do Nextdoor App Weekend
Yay!
Update.
Yay! What went on over the weekend?
Nextdoor App is awful, and I'm going to start one off just to give you an idea what it is.
It's great idea. Gone to hell.
It's kind of a neighborhood Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of a thing. Yep. Anyone here on Nextdoor? I recently moved to Cambridge and thought I'd get up to date on issues on my local community with the Nextdoor app. What a mistake.
Yeah, no
what
kidding.
What an absolute cesspit of toxic, entitled, whining conspiracy theories and swivel-eyed rants.
Wait, so you don't want to read that when you're...
It's the worst of Facebook amplified. F that.
Well, he figured that out pretty quick.
That's what this feature is about.
Yes, exactly.
Here's somebody who's kind of like you and I in that we like to stir up trouble. Sure. So it makes us laugh.
All right.
Does anyone else like to stir the pot with the nutters on Nextdoor? I'm sorry, but I get so much enjoyment at seeing those clusters of personalities freak out when I say something bad about feral cats or barking dogs. It's my simple pleasure.
See, that's why you shouldn't get upset, folk. Someone's just screwing with you. That's why you shouldn't believe the earth is flat.
Correct.
Someone's just screwing with you.
No, the people who say it's round are screwing with you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You have, Karen posts, you have to ask, how is it possible that smoke from Canada reached New York City?
Oh.
Also, has the news shown any fires in Canada? No, they've not. As far as I can tell, I have yet to see it. I have family in New York, and the pictures they show me are not this orange.
Karen.
It's still bad and smells like chemicals, but this color could be a filter.
Oh, Karen.
Is there any fireman or woman on Nextdoor that could give us insight on this?
Well, see, now that doesn't sound like someone screwing around. That sounds like someone being very
serious.
This
is an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, those two groups are weird.
Yeah.
Any firemen or women?
Yeah. Why women?
Why don't,
they're going to be likely to
dumb?
Tell the truth? Yeah.
But if it's possible, that smoke could travel that far? Yeah, Canada's a long way from New York City. What's wrong with you?
You know, I don't remember one of the large asteroids that hit the planet or whatever. There was bits of it found all over the globe. I'm sorry, all over the flat Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how it works. It's not that big a flat thing.
It's really not
it's tiny.
Difficult concept.
No, it's called wind.
Tonight, we lost power for a second time thanks to another squirrel chewing through the power line. It seems that the squirrels are overpopulating and are causing an imminent threat to our livelihood.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm wondering if the city should begin squirrel eradication efforts, or perhaps we could start a neighborhood watch effort and share our squirrel sightings.
Squirrel Eradication Effort was an amazing band. They only had one album, but really incredible.
At Glastonbury?
Yeah.
And finally, this was a surprise. This was on Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
Over 200 dogs surprised a lifelong dog lover for his 100th birthday.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Dr. Robert Moore has always loved dogs. For his big milestone, his daughter Allison decided to post on Nextdoor asking people to bring their dogs in front of their house.
She's probably thinking maybe 8 people will show up.
To wish Robert a happy birthday.
But how many came by?
It was his 100th birthday and 200 dogs came by.
That is awesome.
So you can use it for good.
You can. Well, the
people
original intention, right?
People just don't.
Yeah, but he was sitting out there in his chair and petting all them dogs. He was so happy.
Yeah, that was really
that was awesome.
Inspiring. I loved that.
Yeah.
And that's the Nextdoor App Weekend Update.
I'll give you 50 points if you can remember what Star Trek movie Spock said,
remember,
to James T. Kirk.
Remember. Has nothing to do with this song.
Nope.
Okay.
Has to do with what we're doing at 5,
give
though.
Give me 5.
Yeah. And remember. Songs with
Remember
in the title. Yeah. It was when he was in the in Wrath of Khan, the second movie. He's the one. And he had was dying in the, you know, the chamber there.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
they were putting their hands up together.
And he at some point, actually, I take it back. It was Bones. He did that to Bones, and he put his little psyche in Bones. So he was still
I do remember
that. For the third movie, you know, the search for Spock.
It's weird the things that we remember
and don't.
It's ridiculous.
Why do I remember that? Who cares?
Let's talk about waiters and waitresses.
Okay.
Have to deal with the general public on a regular basis.
Well,
and
Slago
and I would not live in that world.
Couldn't. We would be fired immediately.
Immediately, yes.
We'd be like, well, you don't need that. You don't want to eat that.
Those of you who do that are patient and crazy to me.
And we appreciate that and are likely to be very chill. I do judge people when I go out with them to dinner, like the first time or lunch or whatever, if they are assholes to the wait staff.
Of course, yeah.
I'm like, I won't deal with this person ever again.
And then they don't tip or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. How you treat strangers is certainly an important factor.
We'll judge you.
Waiters and waitresses is what we're talking about. You had crazy customers. 818-955-KLOS.
You have some examples, right?
I do have some examples. Yeah. One, this person said that she, let's see. One time I walked up to my table, and right when I got there, the wife told her husband that she wanted a divorce.
Oh, come on. I'll give you a minute. I'll be right back.
Wow. Do you want to, anything else? Desserts?
You're looking for a side dish?
I stood there shocked
As
she hurried out. All I could say to the devastated husband was, do you need a beer?
I mean, what are you going to say?
Can you imagine
that?
I told you a second ago about the guy who had to lick the plates.
Yeah, what's up with that? One more time.
That was a super weird story about a customer who wouldn't let the wait staff or the busboys take away the plates when they were finished until he had licked them completely.
Every single one of them.
Every single plate.
That's so
if you and I would go out to dinner, I would lick my plates and I would take yours and I would lick your plates.
No.
That would happen.
Nope.
And the waiter and waitress was just like, what?
Those plates need to be destroyed. You know, I was in Vegas one time and you know where Raffles is? Anyways, it's a restaurant we used to go to the time. And this woman kept picking up her pancakes. Every one of them. I don't know why. She's moving them and she kept
picking them up
for
by
like
hand?
3 minutes. Yeah. Like over and over again and like maybe buttering them a little. I'm like, put your pancakes down. But that's nothing compared to licking the plates. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know, because you can there's a lot of stuff about being clean, but it's all before you eat. There's no, what are you doing after you eat? You're not licking off the plates.
I mean, I guess, you know, like you said, we could do that to be funny, I suppose. But
this person was not doing it to be funny. If you gave me $20, I would do that in a second. But only one plate.
Hey, we need to go to Talleyrand real soon.
Oh, dear God. I hate that place. But if you're a waiter or waitress and you've dealt with people like this, that's like what I could never deal with.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
Do you have any more examples on there?
You know, they just talk about like pun masters, like people who think they're hilarious and make jokes, and they sort of force you. They hold you hostage until you laugh.
Yes, and they're not going to give you their order until you laugh at what are their hilarious puns.
Yes, it's nonsense.
Here comes another one.
So you had to deal with crazy customers as a waiter or waitress. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about being a waiter and a waitress and what kind of a nightmare that must be, because you have to deal with the public, and the public can be super strange.
So
the first story that we kicked off was a guy who licked the plates before the waiter or waitress could take them away after they were done being used.
That could be one of those things that would make me never go back to any restaurant ever if I saw that. I'd be
so
like, you know what?
Strange.
Nope, you can't get that clean enough.
I'm going to lick it first, and then I'm going to give it to you. And you have to deal with customers like that.
Yeah.
So you have one of those stories?
I once laid in on a Hitler Youth.
Hitler Youth, really?
You laid on a Hitler Youth. Where and when?
Downtown, this is probably 2012, downtown Los Angeles, in a bar under the Paul Hastings Tower.
And they have a costume of some kind?
No, he was in from South Carolina for a convention.
How did you identify him as a Hitler Youth?
He told me.
Did you accidentally poison his food?
No, basically what happened was he came in to have a couple of drinks and lunch, and he was old, and old people fascinate me. And we were talking, and he just brings up, like, the SS and how he's in a fraternity, and then he said he was a Hitler Youth.
What the hell?
I said, how do you feel about that? And his father being the SS, and he goes, I'm very proud of him. He's my father.
Oh, my God.
Well, usually when they are in Hitler Youth, as they grow up, they're like, oh, my God. I mean, you know, I was just a kid. I didn't know what was going on. I was happy to get out of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my relief was this very cute Jewish girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I wasn't going to leave her there with him alone.
Right.
You're nice to think about that way.
And the guy got super mad and then tried to fight with everybody.
Wow. Wow. Sounds like a real winner.
Oh, being a waiter is the best,
yeah.
Huh?
Dude, thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
The strange customers you've come in contact with, talking about a job neither of us could do, being a waiter or waitress. Here's an example online. I was bartending in a restaurant a few years ago. There was a private party, and one of the guests asked me to plug in his iPhone to listen to a song.
Sure.
No big deal. Right. I did it, and he tipped me $20.
Nice.
He left his phone behind in the bar and got wasted. Hmm. And when he was leaving, I said, "Sir, don't forget about your phone." And he threw the beer at me and told me to leave him the F alone.
Man, sometimes just they can't handle their liquor. Man, yes. I'd be like the nicest person in the world, get a drink in them. Go to hell!
Guess who got to keep a nice new iPhone?
Yeah, you did.
Instant karma. So we're talking about crazy or weird customers. You have a story like that?
So I used to do graveyard shifts. And this one guy came in to use the bathroom. He was in there for quite a while, and he came right out. About an hour later, as there was a lull, I noticed that from the bathroom there were footsteps, white footsteps, made of baby powder.
Okay.
So I followed the footsteps to the bathroom, and the entire bathroom floor was covered in baby powder. What? He left it all over.
What?
It took so, I don't know.
Why? Why? What?
So I went in there, and it was just baby powder, and then there was just, like, a shoelace wrapped up, you know, like he was shooting something up.
Oh, gotcha, all right.
Dude just left the bathroom a mess.
Well, at the very least, it must have smelled kind of nice, because baby powder usually smells
better than a men's room, yeah. For sure. You never found out anything else about what happened?
No, he never came back. I never saw the guy with the white baby powder shoes, you know?
Very, very odd.
That is strange.
That is odd. Yeah, that'd be really hard to clean up. That's not going to come off.
Oh, yeah, no, we were just dumping water buckets in there. Sure. It's still standing there years later.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I worked in a paint section at a Sears store, and a lady came up and says, "I need the hardest caulk you got."
C-A-U-L-K.
Yeah, but she didn't pronounce it that way. One of the other guys waited on her, and then he comes over to me, busting up laughing like you are, and he goes, "You got to handle this. I can't do it." And what's wrong? What's wrong? And I go over there, and she goes, "Yeah, I need the hardest cock you got."
Well, you know, you got to make sure that everything sticks together when you're doing construction.
Correct.
And,
it's important.
It's important for her. Yeah. I hope you provided it to her.
It needs to be a solid connection, you know?
Gave it to her.
Well, I was too busy laughing. I don't think I could have done anything.
818-955-KLOS.
As a waiter or waitress, you had to deal with a customer who's crazy. Every afternoon, we do Give Me Five at 5 o'clock, five songs in a row with the theme. Today's theme is Remember.
Yeah, songs with Remember in the title is what we're looking for. There's not a lot. You would think there'd be quite a few, but,
not a tremendous amount.
No.
Talking about waiters and waitresses that have to deal with difficult customers, I worked in a restaurant that was 55-plus community when I was in high school. During our busiest night of the week, Thursday night was karaoke. Oh. I was bussing tables to get empty glasses the bar desperately needed. When I grabbed a clearly empty wine glass from in front of a woman, she stabbed my hand with a fork. Drawing blood.
Wow.
Screeching, "I'm not done with that." Can you imagine?
Wow. Lady, it's not that important.
Right.
They've got a couple more.
There's more wine.
Yeah, there's more glasses.
And your glass is empty.
But, you know,
and that's assault.
Kid doesn't mind, you know, a little fork in the hand.
Of course, not a problem.
Wow.
You were a waiter?
Years ago, a customer of mine came by the office and gave him some paperwork or whatever the transaction was, and he just looked very frazzled. And I said, "Wow, you look like you've been running around." And, you know, like he's just been busy.
Right.
What I meant.
Right.
Well, later that night, he called me at home, and he said, "What the heck are you doing accusing me of running around? My wife ever hears about that, my marriage is going to be over."
Wow.
I never meant that, but he obviously went there. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insanity. Did you try to talk sense into him? Like, that's not what I was saying?
Exactly. I tried. I tried very hard to say, "That's not what I meant. That's not what it," and there was probably 20 or 30 years difference between us. So I was trying to be respectful.
Right.
He's much older than me.
Right.
And he just wouldn't have it. He thought I was accusing him. He was going to talk to my boss, too.
Wow.
Which he never did.
Clearly, he just had a guilty conscience.
Yes, he did.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that was perfect. Thanks for calling. Thank you for calling. I'd be wanting to talk to her. Hey, put her on the phone.
Yeah, same.
I'll straighten this out.
Give me five.
Pills?
Songs.
Oh.
Hits? In a oh, sorry.
So we sometimes are looking for left-hand guitarists. Sometimes we're looking for bands that have changed members. Today, Marcy was doing songs that start with J, man. It was a big fat J she rolled up for everybody, which was cool. But now it's a remember. And, you know, it's weird. The word remember has to be in the title, and there aren't tons of them.
There are a lot of songs that are close.
Yeah, memories, people are saying.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Thing I remember, but it has to have a remember in it.
So we have Mariah, who frequently contributes.
Awesomely so.
And she said, I Remember You by Skid Row.
Perfect, okay.
But she also said The Way We Were by Barbra Streisand.
What did you just say? The Way We Were?
Yes.
She requested
Which
The Way...
It doesn't exactly have Remember in the title.
No, it doesn't. That's right.
But,
You know, it'd be kind of funny to do that, though. You know, just throw on something really, really horrible.
No, it wouldn't be funny. No.
All right, well, we'll do this. Like, all right, yes, fine. And then Barbra Streisand is up next on 95.5 KLOS. Hoping you're having a good day. Thanks for being along. Sammy Hagar, Remember the Heroes. It's all about the word remember today. You have to have the word remember in the title.
Very kind of difficult.
Which is weird that Mariah, who usually asks for a great request, said The Way We Were. What is going on?
I don't know. That's... Maybe it's the general idea of remembering.
I guess,
but we're looking for songs with the word "remember" in the title. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you goobers doing?
We're doing well. It's Gimme Five, and the song, the word we're looking for in the song is "remember"
in the title.
Oh yeah, I know. Good song. Even Nights Are Better with from Air Supply. As I remember,
I will kill you.
I mean, even what? The Nights Are Better is not in the title.
I'm going to kill
Dilbert,
you.
Dilbert, we can't. Dilbert, why?
I would kill you.
Why would you? What's, how come?
Barbra Streisand and now, I don't even remember who that was. It's already
Air Supply?
Up. Air Supply? What is going on today? What the hell? Hey, thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a song for you guys for the 5 o'clock request.
Talk right. to us, Freaky.
Let's hear it.
What do you got?
Robert John and the Wreck, Do You Remember?
Someone named Ted just called to ask if that was in mono. I don't know what that means. Robert John and the Wreck, local Yoko's, and that was a suggest for our Remember countdown today. But what did you just get? What?
Kirk says, I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan. What a lovely song about sad dogs.
What is wrong with people today? It's the KLOS Free Ride, by the way. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. What's the next actual Remember song? It's from Aerosmith, and you said someone who
I didn't have that one.
Remember Walking in the Sand.
Yes!
Who?
I don't have it.
But you remember it, right? I'm sorry. That was terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I will hurt myself. Well, that fella looks like a girl.
That song is dedicated to Sluggo's long hair when he was younger.
Indeed. That's right.
Long, luxurious locks.
Excuse me, miss. I used to hear quite often.
Still do.
Yes. How can I help you?
How would you like a little money?
Yes, please. Dollar, 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 that's what I need. You know, when we started this game, One American Dollar, I opened a bank account, and I've been saving all the dollars
have
I've
you?
Won. Yeah, for my college education.
So how much do you have now?
I have about $2.50.
Wow.
I'm very excited about my future, and thank you for helping me with it, Kevin.
Of course.
Yeah.
Happy to do that.
What's the topic today?
It is summertime, and so it is the 50 best summer movies.
Wow.
You just need to get the top 10.
Top 10 out of the 50 best summer movies.
Yes.
Like, this is not something you would ever watch in the dead of winter, because...
I don't know that that's true.
Right, but it's just like celebrating the season.
Yes.
Gotcha. The
Somewhat,
reason for
yes.
the season.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
Six guesses to get four out of the top 10.
All right. Well, I'm thinking party movies because clearly it's, you know, summer rules. And so my first thought, I'm torn between two for my first thought. You know how it is when you give the wrong answer right out the gate?
Of course, because you're confident about only one.
Yes.
And then you get told no, and then your whole world collapses.
I'm confident about two.
All right, let's hear one of them.
I'm going to go with Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's.
I hate that sound. I hate it. All right, my other one was Porky's.
Porky's. I think you're getting... I think these movies came out in the summer. I'm not positive that they're about
they're
summer
releases?
I
don't know. Hell.
I think so.
I have no idea. Then The Empire Strikes Back, that came out in summer, I think.
Mm. just going to have to get three.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah!
You are correct.
Woo!
You said that off air before we started, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, because I'm going to be watching it. That and Jaws over the 4th of July weekend. We watched those two.
Is that a guess?
Yes. Yeah!
That is a guess.
That was my first date movie. I took my first date.
What a great date movie that
it
is.
It was. I was 11.
Jaws.
No joke. She was 35.
We'll do that in a future topic is bad first date movies. All right, you have one more guest.
I do.
Good luck.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
I'm still going with the summer theme.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Mr. Candy.
Incorrect.
Very amusing.
Number 10, I've never heard of. Monsieur Hollande's Holiday.
Monsieur Hollande's Holiday.
1950s movie.
It's a wonderful film.
Number 9 never is 12 Angry Men.
That's a great summer movie. You know, I pop open a couple beers and go.
Number 8 is American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, right. That makes sense.
The 7 is National Lampoon's Vacation.
Perfect one. Okay, sure.
Number 6, Dog Day Afternoon.
Love that movie. Attica. Same. Man, that is seriously, honestly, in my top 25 movies.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Number 5, Rear Window.
Okay. That's a dirty movie, right?
I don't think so. No. It's not a Pete movie.
Alfred Hitchcock? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused, number 4, got.
Woo!
Do the Right Thing is number 3.
All right, that's a good one.
Number 2, Stand By Me. And number 1,
good one.
Sluggo's first date movie, Jaws.
Yeah!
So, not so much movie
no
for you.
Damn dollar for me. Damn it! I'll never go to college.
Hey, say this. Pay my dues. Take it, Rick Astley.
Are you Rick rolling everybody right now?
This is Rick Astley over the weekend at Glastonbury.
You said he's playing drums too?
Yeah, he's playing the drums.
Covering
and
AC/DC.
Wow. Just all those people singing.
Wow, that's just pretty good, really. Sounds kind of friendly. You know, it's like, what was that one guy that started doing all those heavy metal covers? Pat Boone.
Yes.
Remember when he started doing that?
Yes, that was hilarious.
Smacks of that. It's like Dolly Parton singing The Rock was a little, it's just weird. They're so nice voices.
How many people were so excited to not hear Rick Astley music? You know what I mean? Like, wow,
hey,
this is great.
Rick's on the main stage. Let's go over and hope he doesn't play any Rick Astley music. Yeah, he also covered some Smiths. I was talking about that this morning. We were with some friends that he covered a whole bunch of Smiths as well. That's weird.
Does he not have songs? I mean, that's a big venue to play.
Right? Well, I guess
Glastonbury is one of those huge festivals,
massive.
Like at Coachella here.
What? Yeah, I guess if you're there, it does make more sense to play AC/DC and Smiths than Rick Astley songs. But
well, isn't that anywhere for him, though? I mean, I don't know that he has a lot of hits.
Well, that's pretty good, though. I have to admit, he sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't
pretty
bad.
Solid, yeah.
Play it again, just a little bit
of
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was really, playing the drums.
He just needs to scream.
It's not bad, though.
No, it's pretty damn good. It's weird.
It's super weird.
Rick Astley screaming Highway to Heck, or singing it nicely.
Yeah, that is very
nice
weird.
Rick Astley voice.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A Minnesota man traveled to Chicago to rob banks.
Wow, all right. There's none in Minnesota to rob?
I don't know.
Okay.
He got to the first one, said, give me all the money or I'll shoot. And the bank teller handed him $6,010.
Nice haul. That's pretty good.
So he went to bank 2 and said, give me all your money or I'll shoot.
Uh-huh.
And they gave him, I think it was like $2,000.
Up to $8,000 something.
Yeah.
Not
and
bad.
He apparently was inside the third bank when someone stole his car with the money in it.
Yay! That's awesome!
Still, though,
he
got away.
Really?
Because nobody ID'd him. He just ran out and they were like, all right, I'm just going to walk away. So no one had identified him yet, but he was talking to his brother who was in jail.
Right.
And all phone calls to jail are recorded.
Of course.
So he said, they taken that bitch
censored,
not knowing it was full. When I say full, bro, I'm talking I had $12,000 cash. They took that suitcase, boy. It effed me up. And there was an FBI agent who listened to it and was like, okay.
Oh, now that's the one who did it.
I see. And they arrested him.
Wow!
Ozzy!
Ozzy!
This long weekend, we're going to have more chances for you to see
Ozzy!
Ozzy!
Out at Power Trip, so be ready this long 4-day weekend to win yourself into that particular show.
Ozzy!
Ozzy!
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy with 40 pounds of weed and $600,000 in cash took a wrong turn out of New York and ended up driving over the Canadian border, and they arrested him, eh?
What a shot. What was done has been seen.
Next, our app weekend update. People are now enjoying annoying other people on purpose.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, we've been at that for our entire life.
Like I said, it's enjoyment. It's my simple pleasure. And I agree.
Yep.
And we talked about waiters and waitresses talking about crazy customers. Ooh. And a waitress who was trying to clean a table picked up an empty wine glass, and the customer stabbed her hand with a fork.
And he was like, what, a teenager too, right? And working
drawing
in an old place
blood.
Home.
Can you imagine?
Don't take my wine glass. I'm not done with it. Stab. Damn. All right, I'm off to stab someone's hand with a fork.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
The only song that Bob Dylan wrote to hit number one on the U.S. singles charts happened on this day in rock in 1965. As performed by the Byrds, it was Mr. Tambourine Man. David Lee Roth stepped back into his lead singer role for Van Halen on this day in rock in 1996, 11 years after Sammy Hagar had taken David Lee Roth's place. Pearl Jam's highest charting single hit number two on the Hot 100 on this day in rock in 1999. It was that cover of Last Kiss, the song sitting at number one that wouldn't budge. Very first top spot for Jennifer Lopez, her first single, If You Had My Love. I have no idea what that is.